So remember, we're discussing that only food and drink that are inside a tanur that became tamei, they also become tamei. However, other kalim that are in the tanur do not become tamei. So the Mishnah tells us, kedeir shinasunu batanur, we have a pot that's inside the tanur, hasharetz batanur, if there's a sharetz in the tanur, hakedeir tahira. The kedeir itself is tahar. Shein kli charis matame kalim, because a kli charis is not matame kalim that are inside. Now, hayu bamashka tefeach, let's say there's liquid inside the kli, which is tefeach, meaning it's wet enough that it can make other things wet as well. So it's not just a tiny little bit of liquid, there's a little bit more than that. So nitma, that liquid does become tamei, even though it's inside the pot, since the pot is inside the tanur, and all food and drink inside the tanur becomes tamei, so the liquid, which is inside the pot, also becomes tamei. Vitimha, and now that in turn is metame the pot, because we know that midrabanan, tamei liquid, is metame kelim. Hareza oimer, it's as if it says, meaning it's as if the pot talks to the liquid and tells it, mitam echa loitim uni, that which is metame you is not metame me, namely the tanur, which was metame the liquid, wasn't metame the pot, but v'atotime sani, you, liquid, you are metame me. Moving on to Mishnah Hay, another case, tarnagol shabalas asheretz, v'nafal avir atanur, v'tarnagol, a chicken, swallowed a sheretz, and then the chicken fell into the airspace of the tanur, tahar, the tanur's tahar, because this is called toma balua, it's absorbed toma, it's inside the chicken, and that's not metame. However, v'imes, if the chicken died, then tame, the oven is tame, because it's not considered toma balua anymore, the chicken's dead. So for all intents and purposes, the sheretz inside the chicken is considered to be inside the oven, and so it's metame the oven and all the food inside. What about the following? Hasharetz shenimtza b'tanur, sharetz is inside a tanur. Hapas shebesoicha shnia, the bread that's inside the oven is only sheni l'toma, shatanur tchila, because the oven itself is a tchila, which means zerishan l'toma. Now this is a very important din. This is the classic way that toma works in a kli cheres. The toma is in the airspace of the kli cheres, being metame the kli itself, then in turn the kli is metame whatever's inside of it. And since the sheretz is an avatoma, so the kli is a rishon, memela, all the food and drink that's inside are a sheni. Now this Mishnah, we're going to be learning about another din regarding the toma status of food and drink that's inside a tamei kli cheres, and that's the din that's called tzmid pesil, which is translated as a sealed cover. Namely, if we have a kli that has a cover on it, it's a sealed cover, it's solidly tight on top, so toma cannot go inside of it. And that's what the Mishnah tells us, beis sa'ar, muk of tzmid pesil, we have a beis sa'ar, which is basically a little kli of sorts that's meant for storing sa'ar, which is like sourdough yeast starter that they would use for bread. And it's mukaf tzmid pasil. It has the sealed cover on top. V'nosel seicha tanur, and it's inside the oven. And what's the story? Ha-sa'ar v'hasharetz b'seichai. Inside this kli, not inside the tanur, but inside the kli, there's sa'ar, there's some sourdough, and there's also a sharetz. But v'ha-keretz bein time. There's the carrots, there's a divider in this little kli, dividing it into two halves. And so the sa'ar is on one side, and the sharetz is on the other side. So atanur tamei, the oven is tamei, but v'ha-sa'ar tahar, the sa'ar is tahar. Now there's also an important din. This din of tzmid pesil, that if a kli has a sealed cover on it, toma cannot go inside, that's only specifically regarding that. Toma doesn't go from the oven inside the kli, but toma does escape from the kli into the oven. So this kli has a sheretz in it, the toma escapes out and goes into the oven, being metame everything inside. However, since there's a divider in between the sheretz and the sa'ar, and there's also a seal on top of the kli, the sa'ar itself remains tahar. Furthermore, from hay kazayis ben ames, let's say there was a kazayis of a corpse inside this kli, so atanur vehabai is tamei, not only the oven that the kli is inside is tamei, but also the entire house is tamei. That's because it's then called tomas oihel, that when we have a corpse inside of a room or a house, anything under the same roof is tamei, so everything in the house is going to be tamei. However, once again, vasa'ar tahar, the sa'ar that's in this very same kli that the kezias of the mace is in, that sa'ar is tahar, because again, it has a sealed cover on it. However, im yesham pesach tefach, if there's an opening of a tefach in that divider that's dividing this kli into half, so akol tamei, everything's tamei, because the toma of the mace goes through that opening to the sa'ar. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin with another din. Now this talks about the ayin, the eye of a tanur. What is this? So it's basically a hole made in the side of the tanur, which enabled the smoke to escape from it. That's when they were heating the tanur up. There was a lot of smoke, so they would unplug this hole, allow the smoke to escape, but then when they were actually baking bread in the tanur, they would re-plug it. So that's what Mishnah tells us about. Hasharetz shenimtza ba'ayin shel tanur, ba'ayin shel kir, ba'ayin shel kupach. We have a sharetz that's found in that hole, in that eye of either a tanur, a kira, or a krupach, if it's from even the inner edge towards outside, tahar, the tanur itself is tahar, that's because none of the sheretz is in the tanur itself. And since this eye, this hole, is not really considered part of the tanur, as we see, we plug it up when the tanur is being used, so the sheretz that's inside this little hole is not matami the tanur. Now, from Hayba Avir, let's say the tanur was in the air, which means it was in the open sky. It wasn't in a house, it was just out in the open. So I feel kezayis min ha-mace, tahar. Even if there was a kezayis from a corpse, from a mace that was inside this eye, inside this hole, the oven is still tahar. If the oven was in a house, so then the oven would be tameh, because the kezayis min ha-mace is in the house. And as we just learned previously, when there's a kezayis of a corpse under an oil, under a tent, or a house, or a room, so everything in that room or house becomes tameh. However, if there's an opening of a tafach, which means if that ayin, that hole that was made in the side of the tanur, was the size of a tafach, so akol tameh, everything's tameh, even if it's not inside a house, as in just open airspace, because the din with tumas mace is that it goes through openings that are the size of a tafach. For example, if we have two homes that are right next to each other, perhaps they share a wall, and there's a mace in one house, everything in the other house is not tameh, except if there's an opening the size of a tefach, so then the tumah does go through and everything in the second house is tameh as well. So it'll be the same thing here. If this ayin of the tanur, this hole, was a tefach, so then the tumah sheretz does go through it to the tanur and the tanur is tameh. In the previous Mishnah, we mentioned a tanur or a kira that had a hole in it that's in order to let out the smoke, and there was a sheretz in that hole. We had said that since the hole is not really part of the oven, the tumah of the sheretz doesn't go into the oven. So we continue with that. Mishchas tells us, let's say this sheretz is found in the place where the wood is. Basically, in the bottom of the kira or the tanur, there's a hole or a little doorway, if you will, and that's where the wood was placed in order to heat it up, and there's a significant thickness to the wall of the oven. So let's say that's where the sheretz was. Rabbi Huda says, menasav achitzon v'lefnim, tamei. If it's anywhere from the outside edge of the thickness of the wall towards the inside, so the oven is tamei, even though it's not actually inside the oven. Whereas the chamar and the chamar say that no, misaf apnim is v'lechotz, tahar. If it's anywhere from the inside edge of the oven towards the outside, it's tahar, because since it's in the thickness of the wall, and it's not actually in the oven itself, so the oven is tahar. Rabbi Yossi says differently. He divides the thickness of the wall of the kira into two, because the way that it worked is that there was a hole on the top of the kira to place the pot, but since that was basically at the edge of the kira, part of the pot was resting on part of the thickness of the wall. So that's what he tells us. If the sheretz is in the thickness of the wall that's towards the inside, because that's where the shvisas agadera is, where the pot is placed, tameh, so then the kira is tameh. Whereas if it's in the thickness of the wall that's already beyond where the pot is placed, so then tahar, the oven's tahar. A similar discussion. Let's say this dead sheretz is in a place where the balon, the bathhouse attendant, sits. Basically, there was a kira, there was a stove that was meant for heating up water and different things for the bathhouse, and the bathhouse attendant, the balon, had a little stool that he sat on. It was basically attached to the stove. It was hollow inside, basically a bench connected to it, and in the hollow of the bench where the balon sits, that's where the sheretz was. Or Mekom Yeshivas HaTzaba, a place where the dyer sits, is a person who makes dyes for clothing and cloth and whatnot. It's also this little bench that's attached to the stove. Or Mekom Yeshivas Shel Shalkei Zesim, a place for people who cooked olives. This is what they would do, press them to olive oil. The sheretz was in that bench. Tahar, the kira is tahar, because even though this bench is connected to the kira, it's not considered part of it. For the clarification, ain tamei el min astima vilafnim, it's not going to be tamei except from the stima and inside, meaning basically in the hollow, in the inside part of the kira, but not anything attached to it. Moving on to Mishnah Tes, this goes back to something which we had discussed previously, basically a hole in the ground, which was lined with clay, and that was used for cooking. So here the Mishnah says, bar shiesh by base shvisa, we have a bar, a hole, a pit in the ground, and it was lined with clay, but it had a base shvisa. Basically, the way that the clay was, is that there was a place to put a pot on top of it, so that's like a stove, it's like a kira. Tameh could become tameh. And similarly, we shall say schuches, a pit like this that was for glass makers, they basically had their special sand in it, when heated to a very high temperature, becomes liquid, and then that becomes glass. So im yesh bay beis shvisa, here also, if there's a place to put a pot on top of it, tameh kum kabel tumah. However, kivshan shall sayadim, the furnace of people who make lime, shall zagagin, and those of glass makers, vishal yotrim, and those who make pottery, tahira, these are not able to kabel tumah, that's because they're not able to or meant to be used as a cure at all, so not able to be makabel toma. Now go on to discuss a particular type of oven, porna, that's what it's called, and it basically was a box on the ground. It was more or less four walls with an opening in the side and a roof on top, so it definitely looked differently than a regular oven. So im yeshba lizbez tameya, only if it has a bottom is a tame, because if it doesn't have a bottom, then that means that everything's baked on the ground. There's enough heat inside to make the bread, but the bread's not actually resting on the oven itself, it's resting on the ground, so the oven would not able to be makabel toma, because it's not really considered a kli by itself. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Taimer, he says, that's if it has a stegiyos, if it has holes in it to let out the smoke, then it's considered an oven and it's makabel toma. And Rabbi Gamliel, he says, if it has shafayos, which is basically a very thin bottom, then it's considered an oven and it's a makabel toma. And one of the Purushim says that the Tanakam, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Gamliel are really all saying the same exact thing. They're not talking about anything different. It's just that each one learned this by their Rebbe and was taught using a different word. But again, they're all talking about the same thing, so it's not three different pshatim. We learned earlier that when there's a source of toma inside a kli chares, so all the food and drink inside become tame, but not a kli. And if there's a kli inside and there's food inside the kli and it's closed and sealed, so it's not going to become tame because it's protected by that seal. However, that's only with a kli. Now we're going to see this regarding something else. Mishnah tells us, maga tame mace. A person touched somebody who's tame mace. So let's say Reuven touched Shimon. Shimon was an ava toma. That means that Reuven is a rishon letoma. And Reuven had food or drink inside his mouth. So now the food or drink becomes a sheni letoma. And hechnas reshil avir tanur tahar. If he now puts his head into the airspace of a tahar tanur, timu, he's mitami the oven. That's because since he has liquid in his mouth, and midirabanon, liquid, even if it's a sheni, is mitami kalim. So the fact that the liquid is in his mouth and his mouth is closed doesn't make it like a kli that's sealed. And therefore, this tami liquid which is in his mouth is going to be mitami the oven. Furthermore, v'tahar shayu eichon mashkim seich piv. If we have a person who's tahar who has food and drink in his mouth, and vehechnas reshil avir tanur tame, and he put his head into the airspace of a tame tanur, nitmos, that food and drink becomes tame, because now it's inside the tame tanur, and the fact that his mouth is closed doesn't prevent it from becoming tame. Another discussion regarding liquid in his mouth, this time about saliva, and we're going to see if there's a machlekes if saliva is considered a liquid, which could be mitame. So the Mishnah tells us, let's say he's eating a fig cake, basically it's figs, and he's eating them with yodayim mesayavos, which literally translated means dirty hands, but whenever the Mishnah Gemara uses lashon, it actually means that his hands are a sheni lotoma. And then what happened? He put his hand inside of his mouth to take out a little pebble that happened to be there. So Remeir Matame, Remeir's now Matame, these figs are in his mouth, and that's because his hand touched his saliva, and the saliva touched the figs, and now they became Tame. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda's Matar, that's because he holds that saliva is not considered liquid that's able to be Matame. Now Rabbi Yossi says it depends. Im hafach Tame, im loy hafach Tahar. If he was hafach, he turned over, or he moved the figs from one side of his mouth to the other, so then they become Tame, but if not, then not. And that's because Rabbi Yossi holds that saliva in the mouth, if it's still in the spot where it was secreted, where it came out, and it was never moved, so it's not considered a mashke, and it's not able to be metame. It's only if he moved the figs, meaning he moved the saliva as well, so now it's considered like regular liquid, and then it's able to be metame. Another situation, let's say he had placed a coin in his mouth, and somehow that stimulates the production of saliva, and he's eating his figs, and he put his hand inside his mouth to take out the coin. So Rabbi Yossi said, if the reason why he put the coin in his mouth was for his thirst, meaning he wanted to stimulate more saliva and that helps stave off thirst, tame. Now the figs are tame because that saliva is considered liquid from the very beginning because it wasn't naturally produced, and therefore it's going to be metame the figs. Moving on to Mishnah Aleph, another situation where an oven is going to become tame. Ha'isha shenatav chal midadeha v'nafal avir atanur, a woman who is tame, that she leaned over an oven and some milk dripped from her and went into the airspace of the oven. So tame, now the oven's tame. Why is that? Shamashke metame l'ratzon v'shloy l'ratzon, because tame liquid is metame whether or not a person wants it, and even though she might not have wanted this milk to drip from her, it doesn't make a difference since she's tame, the milk was tame, and that's metame the oven. Similarly, Hasar Gafatu, let's say she's raking out the coals from the oven, v'hiksa kites, and she got poked by a thorn, v'yatsu men adam, and blood came from her, and remember, she's tame, so the blood that comes from her is tame as well. Aishenichwar, she got burned, v'nasnaiz balasech pia, and then she put her hand inside her mouth, and then she took it back out, it has saliva on it, and then she put it back in the oven, nitma, it now becomes tame. And the Mishnah tells us, machatoy tabas shenimsu ben chushtei shel tanur. We have a needle or a ring that's set into the floor of the oven. This is basically the base of the oven, and this needle or ring was set into it, nirin avalo yotzin, it was visible, meaning when you look into the oven, you can see it, but it's not actually protruding into the airspace of the oven, and this needle or ring are tame. So im oifes abatzik v'negebahen, everyone who puts dough into the oven, it touches the needle or ring, which means it does sink in a little bit to the floor of the oven, touching this needle or ring, tame, so it's going to be tame. But if it doesn't sink in, so it's not tame. Now, based on Basik Amru, regarding what type of dough did they say this about? Babatik Abenini, an average dough, not something which is very liquidy, which is obviously going to sink into the crack that's there and definitely touch it, and not something that's very dry, which doesn't move at all. A similar case, nimtzu b'tefilas tanur mukaf tzmen pasil. This ring or needle, we're just going to say ring, it's easier than saying both of them. So let's say the ring was set into the tefilas tanur, which we know already means the insulation part of the oven that's on the outside of it. It's like the thick layer of clay that was put for insulation, and the ring was there, and the oven also had tzmen pasil. It had this tight cover on top of it. Another important factor that the Mishnah does not speak out is that this oven is in an oil hames. It's in a room or a house that also has a corpse in it, and we know that everything there becomes tamei unless it's a kli that's mukaf tzmen pasil. So says the Mishnah, im b'tamei tmein. If the oven is tamei, so then the ring is also tamei. The way the oven would be tamei is if this cover is not really sealed properly. But im b'tahar, if it's tahar, which means the cover is sealed properly, tahirin sin the tahar. That's because the ring, even though it's on the outside of the oven, it's just on the insulation part. It's still considered to be part of the oven, and therefore, if the oven's tahar, because again, it has a sealed cover, so the ring is tahar as well. Another example, nimtzu megufas chavis. Let's say the ring is in the plug of a barrel. These are plugs or corks, if you will, into their barrels to seal them up. And the way these were designed is as follows. There was a little bit that went into the opening of the barrel. And then as opposed to our corks for our wine bottles like we have nowadays, which just go straight up, this magufa, this plug, also extended out towards the sides. And so the ring is in this magufa. Mitzi deha, if it's on the side of the plug, tmeimsen it's tame, that's because this part of the plug, the sides, the wings, if you will, they're not absolutely necessary for the actual plug itself. Therefore, this ring is considered to be in the oil hames, and it's not part of the plug, which is part of the barrel. However, mikineged piha, if it's in the part of the magufa, which is corresponding to the mouth, which will, let's say, be in the upper part of our cork, that would just be the example that you could think about to get a picture of it. So tahirim sin the tar, because that's a necessary part of the magufa, so it's considered to be part of the chavis, and since it's sealing it, it's not makabel toma in the oil hames. What about the following? Nirin besaycha avol loy la'avira. Let's say it's seen from within it, but it's not, it's an airspace. In other words, this magufa is interesting. It actually doesn't go into the barrel. It rests on top of it, and right at the bottom of the magufa is this ring. It's set into the magufa, but you could still see it from the outside, but it's not in the airspace of the barrel. So tahirin, it's still tahar. Also, shekin b'seichot achteim klipas hashom, if it's set into it, meaning it's already inside the top of the barrel, but there's even a thin layer of the magufa that's covering it, even if it's so thin, it's like klipas hashom, the peel of garlic, which is very thin. Tahirin is still tahar, because it's considered to be completely covered by the magufa, and it's not makabel toma. On to another Mishnah, continue to discuss this case of a barrel that's inside an oil hames. Chavis shimalei mashkin tahirim. We have a barrel that's full of tahar liquid, let's say it's full of tahar wine, umei nekes besaycha, and it has a spout in it. Mukavet smit pasil, it has a sealed cover on top of it, unasuna b'oil hames, and it's in this oil hames. Beishame says, hachavis v'amashkin tahirim, the barrel and the liquid inside are tahar, umei nekes tmeya, but the menekes, the spout, is tamei, and that's because it's metal, and the only thing which is saved, because it has a sealed cover, is something that you're not able to be metahir. But the spout, since it's made out of metal, you could be metahir it, so it's actually not saved and it's tamei. Whereas Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel argues and says, af menekes tahira, even the spout is tahar. However, Chazur Beis Hillel harskin Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel went back and they ended up paskining and agreeing to Beis Shammai because of their svara. Mishnah Gimel tells us, hasharetz shenimtzel matim nechusha shel tanur. We have a sharetz, a dead sharetz that is, that's found beneath the floor of an oven. Now, this nechusha shel tanur is just talking about the regular ground, the regular floor that the oven is placed on top of, and there's a sharetz that's found underneath the ground, perhaps in a little bit of a hole, and it's not actually in the airspace of the oven. Tahar, so the oven's tahar. Why is that Shani Amar? Because I say, chai nafal, it fell into the oven when it was alive, and so it's not matam of the oven, va'achshav meis, and only now it died, but it's not in the airspace anymore because it's underneath the floor of the oven, so it's not tamei. What about the following? Machatoy tabas, shenimtzu l'matam l'chosh shatanur. We have a needle or ring, which is tamei, that was also found underneath the floor of the oven. Tahar, the oven's tahar, Shani Amar, because I say, sham hayu at shaloy ba'atanur, that they were there before the tanur got there, meaning when they placed the tanur down, it was put on top of this tamei ring or needle, and there was not tamei. However, nimtzu be'efer miklat, if it was found in the ashes that are on the bottom of the oven, tamei's in the oven is tamei she'ein loy b'me yislat, because there's nothing that we could be toileted on. There's basically no excuse. You can't say, oh, it was here before the oven was put down. How else did it get into the ashes? It must be that it fell in, and since again, it's tamei, so it's metamei the oven. On to Mishnah Dalid, with more cases, svaig shabal mashkim tamei v'nagavim b'chutz. We have a sponge. It absorbed tamei liquid, but it was dry on the outside of the sponge. You know, very often you'll leave a sponge for a long amount of time, and the outside of the sponge looks dry because the water already evaporated, but then when you squeeze it, there's some liquid in the core of the sponge that ends up coming out. So that's the situation over here. We have this sponge that absorbed tamei liquid, but it was dry on the outside, and v'nofalavir atanur, it fell into the airspace of a tanur, tamei, it's tamei now. Why is that? Just saif mashkelotze, it's because eventually the liquid's going to come out when the sponge gets squeezed. And v'chein chaticha shel lefes v'shel gemi, same thing would be with a piece of lefes, which is turnip, that also absorbed tamei liquid, or gemi, which is a reed that absorbed tamei liquid. If that fell into the airspace of the tanur, even though the outside of it is dry, since the liquid will eventually come out, so it's tamei. Now, Rabbi Shem Metaher, Rav Shne Elu, Rav Shem's Metaher in these last two things, but we don't pass like Rav Shemin. And the Mishnah tells us Charasin, pieces of pottery, Shem Shetamash Ben Mashkin Tmein, they were used for Tamei liquid, and the liquid actually got absorbed into the walls of the pottery, Venafal Avir Tanur, and these pieces fell into the airspace of the oven, Husak Atanur, the oven then got fired up. So Tamei, it's Tamei, why is that? Shosef Mashkalotzes, because the liquid is going to eventually come out of these pieces of pottery, even though it's absorbed inside, since the oven is hot, it's going to end up coming out, so it's Tamei. V'chim Gemes Chadasha, also with brand new Gefes, which is olive pulp. It's basically what's left over from the olives after squeezing them. And this olive pulp was Tamei, even though it's dry. Since it's new, that means it's within 12 months of being squeezed. So when it gets heated up, whatever juices are left are going to end up flowing again, and that's going to be Tamei the oven. Olive be Yishana, but if it's old, that means it's already after 12 months of being squeezed. Tar says Tar. However, from Yadush Yitzvah Mashkin, if he knows that liquid's going to come out, Afilach HaShal Yishanim Nitma, even if it's after 3 years, then it's still going to be Tamei the oven.